Most nosebleeds are not serious and can usually be stopped with home treatment. Most nosebleeds occur in the front of the nose and involve only one nostril. These nosebleeds are called anterior epistaxis. Some blood may drain down the back of the nose into the throat. Many things may make a nosebleed more likely. One is changes in the environment. These include cold, dry climates or climates with low humidity, high altitudes, chemical fumes, and smoke. Another thing that can cause a nosebleed is an injury to the nose. Examples include hitting or bumping the nose, blowing or picking the nose, piercing the nose, or having an object in the nose. This is more common in children, who may put things up their nose. But it may be found in adults, especially after an automobile accident, when a piece of glass may have entered the nose. Medical problems can also cause nosebleeds. Examples include an abnormal structure inside the nose, such as nasal polyps or deviated nasal septum, colds, allergies, or sinus infections, high blood pressure, kidney disease, and liver disease. Those with blood clotting disorders such as hemophilia, leukemia, thrombocytopenia, or von Willebrand's disease, or with abnormal blood vessels in the nose, such as with Osler-Weber-Rendu syndrome, may also have nosebleeds. Some medicines can make it more likely that you will have a nosebleed. These medicines include those that affect blood clotting, such as warfarin or Coumadin, heparin, Lovenox, Plavix, aspirin, and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Cold and allergy medicines, nasal inhalers such as Afrin Cold, steroid nasal sprays, and oxygen also can cause nosebleeds, as can nasal abuse of illegal drugs such as cocaine and amphetamines. A less common but more serious type of nosebleed starts in the back of the nose and often involves both nostrils. Large amounts of blood may run down the back of the throat. This is called posterior epistaxis, and it occurs more frequently in older adults because of other health conditions they may have. Medical treatment will be needed to control the bleeding from posterior epistaxis.
How can you treat a nosebleed at home?
Follow these steps to stop a nosebleed. Sit up straight and tip your head slightly forward. Do not tilt your head back. This may cause blood to run down the back of your throat, and you may swallow it. Swallowed blood can irritate your stomach and cause vomiting, and vomiting may make the bleeding worse or cause it to start again. Spit out any blood that gathers in your mouth and throat rather than swallowing it. Blow all the clots out of your nose. This may require fairly forceful blowing, and the bleeding may increase when clots come out of the nose. After blowing out the clots, use your thumb and forefinger to firmly pinch the soft part of your nose shut. You will have to breathe through your mouth. Apply an ice pack to your nose and cheeks. Cold will constrict the blood vessels and help stop the bleeding. Keep pinching for a full 10 minutes. Use a clock to time the 10 minutes. It can seem like a long time. Resist the urge to peek after a few minutes to see if your nose has stopped bleeding. Check to see if your nose is still bleeding after 10 minutes. If it is, hold it for 10 more minutes. Most nosebleeds will stop after 10 to 20 minutes of direct pressure. Put a light coating of a moisturizing ointment, such as Vaseline, inside your nose. Do not blow your nose or put anything else inside your nose for at least 12 hours after the bleeding is stopped. And then rest quietly for a few hours. When dealing with nosebleeds in children, first try to calm the child if she or he is upset. Crying increases the blood flow to the face and makes bleeding from the nose worse. If your child has a nosebleed and is crying, speak in a quiet, relaxed manner to help control your child's fear. And make sure to check for an object in the nostrils.
When should you call a doctor?
Call your doctor if you are unable to stop a nosebleed after applying pressure for 10 to 20 minutes, and if you had more than one nosebleed during the past 24 hours.
How can you prevent a nosebleed?
The following tips may reduce your risk for developing nosebleeds. Use salt water or saline nose drops or a spray. Avoid forceful nose blowing. Do not pick your nose or put your finger in your nose to remove crusts. Avoid lifting or straining after a nosebleed. Elevate your head on one or two pillows while sleeping. Apply a light coating of a moisturizing ointment, such as Vaseline, to the inside of your nose. It's also a good idea to limit your use of aspirin and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, such as ibuprofen and naproxen sodium if you have frequent nosebleeds. Acetaminophen, such as Tylenol or Panadol, may be used to relieve pain. Don't use non-prescription antihistamines, decongestants, or medicated nasal sprays. These medicines can help control cold and allergy symptoms, but overuse may dry the mucous membranes inside the nose and cause nosebleeds. Keep your blood pressure under control if you have a history of high blood pressure. This will help decrease the risk of nosebleeds. Don't smoke. Smoking slows healing. And don't use illegal drugs such as cocaine or amphetamines. There are changes you can make in your home. One is humidify your home, especially the bedrooms. Low humidity is a common cause of nosebleeds. Keep the heat low in sleeping areas at about 60 degrees Fahrenheit or 16 degrees Celsius. Cooler air does not dry out the nasal passages. Breathe moist air, such as from a shower, for a while if your nose becomes very dry. Then put a little moisturizing ointment, such as Vaseline, inside your nostrils to help prevent bleeding. However, do not put anything inside your nose if your nose is bleeding. Occasional use of saline nasal sprays may also help keep nasal tissue moist. To prevent nosebleeds in children, keep your child's fingernails trimmed and discourage nose picking, and caution children not to put any object in their nose.